Sports. Sport is a very important part of life, and it's becoming more and more popular. Doing sports keeps us healthy and relaxed. It maintains our figure and strengthens our patience and endurance. All doctors recommend exercising as prevention and convalescence of various ailments. One of the best workouts for your body is swimming, as all your muscles are exercised. There are two kinds of athletes, amateurs and professionals. The amateur approach to sport is when you exercise, jog, swim, or go to the gym once in a while. Often sports are performed together as a team, instead of just as individuals. The new fitness centres with their bodybuilding programs and tanning booths are becoming very trendy. Some people's ambition is to look like a model, and they often go to the fitness centre. Professional sports. Some people are so interested in sports they want to make it their main livelihood. Sometimes they only get paid for their travel and equipment. However, if they keep improving their results, there is a fair chance they could go to the world competitions. It improves their chances of earning more money. The highest achievement for sportsmen is usually to participate in the Olympic Games and win a gold medal. The Olympic Games are performed every 4 years, but not all the different kinds of sport which exist are represented there. However, new disciplines are added every time the Games are held. The Olympic Games are named after the city in Greece where it took place for the first time in the year 776 BC. It was held there every 4 years for a long period of time. The intentions of the Games were to allow the best sportsmen in the country to compete. Their ideal was to promote perfect men, both in body and soul, as the Games at that time were only for men. Another idea of the Games was to keep peace during the competitions, as there were often minor wars going on at the time. The contemporary tradition of the Games started in 1896 in Athens. The initiator was Pierre de Coubertin. Since then, the event has taken place every 4 years except during the World Wars. Since 1924, a special Winter Olympics has been held. The International Olympic Committee is now managing the Games from its seat in Lausanne, Switzerland. The well-known symbol of the Games is the 5 intertwined, different coloured circles on a white background. The circles symbolise the 5 continents. Physical Education, PE. At the secondary school I attend, we have PE 3 times a week. This is how it goes. We get in our sports suit, t-shirt, shorts and running shoes. We line up for the start of the class. One of us then reports to the teacher that we are ready. We start by stretching and warming up to get our bodies flexible and ready. It varies what kind of sport we do. Sometimes it is athletics, sprint or long distance running or jumping. Sometimes we do team sports such as volleyball, football or basketball. We also have a weight training room or the possibility to do aerobics. I personally prefer to do gymnastics such as forward and backward somersaults. I really don't like the rope or pole climbing. We don't have a swimming pool in our town. Instead, we take a week-long swimming course in the summer and a skiing course during the winter. Sports in the United States. Americans are crazy about sports. Spectator sports play an important role in American life. Many Americans regularly attend sporting events, watch sports on TV, and listen to sports on the radio. There is also a variety of sports magazines and most newspapers have a sports section. American football is generally the most popular sport, followed by baseball and basketball. The Americans like to talk about sports as a topic of conversation. At work, at school and at social gatherings they discuss game scores and sports strategies. They often make predictions, even bets on the winning teams. Children are encouraged to join sports teams at an early age. In every city or town there are children's leagues for baseball, soccer, football and basketball. Often, both boys and girls play together on the same team. All year round, high school and college teams compete in different sports. The football season is held in the fall. Basketball matches are held in the winter. Spring is the season for baseball, track and field and swimming. High school and college sports events are a big production drawing large crowds to the stadiums. Cheerleaders, bands and parades make these events exciting and lively. Colleges and universities actively recruit skillful high school players. The best young athletes receive scholarships to attend the universities and play for their teams. The finest college athletes are then selected to play in the professional leagues. Professional sports in the US are big business. Professional athletes are paid enormous salaries by the team owners as incentive to win and continue drawing crowds to the stadium. In addition, companies that sell sportswear and equipment heavily advertise at sports events. Cities compete to attract professional teams. A city that is the home to a major team gains employment, revenue and prestige. Each professional sport in the US has its own national competition. Football teams across the country compete for the grand prize in the Super Bowl. In basketball, the highest achievement is to win the NBA championship. Baseball teams strive to win in the World Series. Women's athletics has gained popularity in recent years. All female basketball teams are renowned for their skill and intense competition. Even in ice hockey, there are strongly competitive women's leagues. American women enjoy playing tennis, golf, baseball, volleyball, soccer, field hockey and football. Most cities have amateur co-ed leagues, where men and women in various ages can play together in basketball, baseball, soccer and volleyball teams. Staying fit is a national obsession in the US. Many Americans belong to fitness clubs where they can lift weights and work out on exercise machines. They also swim and participate in aerobics, yoga and stretching classes. The Americans also like to go jogging. In the early morning before work or during the lunch hour and late afternoon, parks are filled with joggers, rollerbladers and cyclists. The Americans also like to go skiing, snowboarding, windsurfing, jogging, kayaking and fishing.